Blog Talk Radio.
You know, we all get crazy out there, but there's nothing in this world that you cannot do without being focused, because we all have a mission. We're all here for a reason. We're all here for a season, okay? So just take light of that and kind of, you know, perceive that going forward in life. You know, we all get discouraged, but there is a will, a place, a matter. It's a session for us. It's a session. We just got to, you know, get into that session, into that mode. So I'm really, really, really grateful about, you know, going through my ups and through my downs, because without my diversity in my life, who would I be? I wouldn't be as strong as I am today. I'll tell you that much, guys. So for anybody that's going through something and you want to call in and share it with us on the show, it's 818-495-6975, and that's live, okay? So going forward, we have on the show tonight, we have Premise. I've been trying to lock this man down forever to get him on an interview, but by the grace of the Almighty, I have honestly been able to drag him out of his world into mine just for a few minutes, though, guys, to have him kind of powwow with us and let him know what's going on, let us know, I should say, what's going on in his life and all the amazing things that, you know, it is to be Premise. So I'm looking forward to that. As usual, you know, Miss P got to go on her rants and her raves and all this crazy stuff that she got going on, and always have to share a life experience that I had with others, because no one is exempt from sharing life experiences, because you never know how someone's life experience can uplift yours. You never know how one's life experience can encourage you. It could do just so much for yourself, your soul, your state of being, your status of being, by just opening up and listening and putting yourself on another plane. Everything don't have to be like, why is she looking at me like that? Why she said that to me? She need to mind her business. We need to leave all of that junk talk alone and be happy that somebody's taking the time and taking the observations that they have towards us and actually sharing them with us, so we can be better as individuals. And that's all I'm going to say about that. We'll leave that for another show. So Premise is going to be calling in a few. And before he do, because you know how we do on the show, let's kick one of his songs. This one is called All Night.
Yeah, you know what it is. From Mr. Wild South back in the building. I got my boy Young Bentley in here with me today, man. So right now what I want y'all to do, I want y'all to light up y'all L's, get your bottles, report to the dance floor. Let's get it poppin'. We get it poppin' for daylight to late night. Everybody loving the kid because of flow sight. I made the party jump, everybody living it up. I do a bit like the rest of your truck. Black guns, it's your mom, my nigga, we right here. Street dollar, dollar, my nigga, we right here. VA, put your hands up in the air. Everybody mad, won't do it like them. I can only be me, T to the R-E, fill it with a pretty shit, bite it like a Ferrari. All I do is party, pop bottles royally. Lead a spot with you ticks, it's an orgy. Yeah, your boy nasty, young fly flashy. Pretending dirty boy, getting money is a passion. Girls with that, always wanna pass us, cause they know we do it big. Pepper, you know what it is.
We about to get it on, we can do this all night long. Everybody sing my song, party out to the break of dawn. She wanna roll with me, cause she know them boys is a G. Club spot don't close till 3, but she can get it on with
and
me.
And you'll fly without wings, fresher than an aerosol, doing my thing. We about to set it off, look at my ring. Bright like the city lights, I love city lights. Flow sharp as a nice price. On the man, everything a hit, fam. Yo, boy, fresh, I'm on lean like a dick, damn. Y'all ain't ripped, man, committee is the shit. I'm taking this out, one shot, call me hit, man. Move like a player, fresh there, get his on. Gonna change sick, I love to turn the haters on. Get off my dick, can I live, dog? Y'all nutty, 350 from the bar. I'm exclusive, see me in the space out with pull the chicks on the jump off. I'm complex, everything you do is too basic. I uppercut rap, giving every track a facelift.
We about to get it on, we can do this all night long. Everybody singing my song, party out to the break of dawn. She wanna roll with me, cause she know them boys is a G. Club spot don't close till 3, cause she can get it on.
Yeah, cause it's gonna be crazy. You know what it is. Hack mob, ABC gang in the building. Black guns. My boy Young Billy kills it on the hook. Hey yo, we out.
You know, I've joined Crunch, and they're actually, you know, doing all these great, great, great programs and shows and stuff of that nature. You know, they're offering a lot of great classes and stuff like that for those who are interested in it. So I think that you guys should kind of look that up at crunch.com or come to me and let me give you a free pass, because I've gotten so many gratuities from, you know, just being Miss P for some reason. So I definitely have a hookup for those who are interested in going in and giving it a spell. Basically, what's happening now, what my new venture is I'm definitely looking for some girls that want to go and do the pole class with me. So, yes, Miss P says she wants to go and get on the pole and strengthen her upper body and have it looking like the Incredible Hulk, okay, by next summer. So anybody interested in doing that with me, definitely need to hit me up and, you know, let's figure out these days and times that we're going to do it. Because in all honesty, I'm going to start – you know, back in, you know, doing that class, because I'm already in the gym 3 days a week and stuff like that, but I'm definitely going to start incorporating more classes, you know, as far as, you know, the kangaroo. They have so many, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and then another day I'll share that whole list with you guys so you can kind of stay up on what's going on and what Miss P's trying to kill herself to do. At this time, we're waiting for Primus to call in for his interview. We just played his song all night, and, you know, I'm just really excited to finally get an opportunity to talk to this man. It's been like a mission and a half trying to get him. I know we're all busy. We all have things that's going on in life, but I don't think that anyone should be waiting 50 years, literally, for someone to sit down and have a few-minute conversation with them. But until he does call in, this is what I'll do, just so I won't keep all the babies that's on the line waiting. I'm going to play another song. This one isn't Primus song, but these are always my backup songs in the event that something like this happens. But before I even go there, I just wanted to share with you an event that's coming up. It's from Prince Nasheen, and that's Nasheen. It's the Mixtape Showdown Contest. It's sponsored by Farsight Entertainment and Off the Page Magazine. The date of this event is November 5th, 2011. time is from 4 to 10 p.m. The location is Secret Lounge, and that location is located at 525 West 29th between 10th and 11th Avenue in New York. Winners of the grand finale will receive spots on the Lohem DVD, spot on the Mixtape Showdown CD, spots on the Mixtape Showdown 4 State Tour in RSVP or spot. They're gonna go fast, you know, and there is a little theme. All artists that are in the contest will receive an interview and filming of performance, which will be placed on the Far Sight Entertainment YouTube page at $150 value. 10 minutes to perform, and you have to sell 10 tickets to be sold or given to guests, which is $100 value. The winner of the night will receive an interview with Off the Page magazine. So that is sounding good to me. For more information and details on this event that's happening November 5th, please feel free to reach out to Prince Nasim. Again, that's Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, Nasim, N-A-S-H-E-E-N. Or you can definitely hit up me, Miss P, and I will direct you to where you need to go for all of those that are like kind of lost in the source right about now. So I think we have our boy on the line. Premise, is that you? Hey, Premise, how are you? After 50 years, I finally get the pleasure of your company. How are you today?
I'm chilling. What's good?
Nothing's good. Nothing good at all. You're the good thing that's on here today. You're the good thing. It's all about you at this moment. So basically, Premise, you know, excuse me?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was totally waiting for this, and I also wanted to give you a shout-out on All Night. That's a pretty hot song.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's singing the hook on that?
Actually, my man Malachi Heights is singing the hook on it. You know what I mean? Kind of linked up, and, you know, I gave him the concept, and he came through and laid the hook, and you know, it was just beautiful after that.
Right, so it was just like one of those songs that kind of you were working on it, and it kind of came together when a friend was around.
Yeah.
Because by him adding his input into it.
Yeah, because like my manager was worrying me for like the longest, like, yo, we need something that's hot for the clubs and a summertime song. So, you know, I kept telling him, I got what you need. And, you know, I didn't have a singer at the time, but, you know, he kind of got with the crew, and it was just, you know, it just came out, you know, it just did its thing, so you know, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's a really good song. Like I said, I don't know if you've been tuning into any of my shows or whatever, but anyone that has been tuning into my shows, they definitely could tell you that Miss P is totally into music on her iPod.
Okay,
so right or wrong, left or right, I don't care what the person is saying on the song. If I could bop my head, then it's in my iPod.
Okay, that's what's up. I gotta get some more music there.
Yes, definitely. See, that's the point of having that conversation come about.
Okay, that's the stuff. I can definitely
okay.
do that.
Yeah, because it definitely opens doors to, like, new music on my iPod. And then I will add that, you know, on days that I don't have people scheduled for interviews, I do play those songs. So then, you know, I'm giving shout-outs to the person who gave me the song and whose song it is, so that way people can, you know, also keep in contact with what you do and how you do it, even when you're not being interviewed on the show.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, I have a few questions. Is it okay if I start asking?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, cool. Basically, what I want to know, Premise, is what inspired you to be who you are today?
Wow. I don't know. Like, it's just... it was just something that happened, you know what I mean? Like, since I was, like, a little kid, like, I always been into music, and, you know, I never really expected to be, like, rapping or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I used to always see the older kids do the cyphers, and, you know, I used to try to throw my little rhymes in, and, you know, they laugh at me, and I'm like, you know, one day I'm going to get it right, and, you know, now it's just something that, you know, it's a part of me now. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it sounds good, too, because not everybody have a voice to come across a certain way when you conveying you know, rap music. So you have a good voice for it, too.
Thank you, thank you.
Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a funny thing because, like, once I finish recording a song, like, I'm my worst critic. So I'm like, yo, how did my voice sound? Like, how did that sound? You know, my people are like, look, everything's straight. And I'm like, you sure, man? You know, sure? I think I need to redo it. Like, nah. Like, my voice don't sound, nah, it's good. Just run with it, you know. The feedback is good, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just use that as my my catalyst. But I'm always my worst critic, but
right.
you know, everybody give me pop, so I can't complain.
Right. So at this point in your life right now, what current projects are you working with, on, I should say, and who are you working with these projects?
Oh, man. Right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm in the studio. I'm working on my actually my third mixtape, but my first mixtape that I'm actually going to put out. You know what I mean? I got a lot of artists that I'm working with. You know, there's a lot of them. I can't even really name everybody right off top.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got that going. And then sometime next year, my album should be dropping. You know,
excellent.
That's going to be, yeah, that's going to be real crazy. I got a lot of different types of music on that. So, you know, I'm just yeah. excited, man. I'm just ready to get it on.
Right. So what's going to be the name of this album that's releasing soon? Can we at least have the name?
Yeah, I can give you the title of both of them. The title of the mixtape is going to be called Back to the Lab, the Pen and Pad Edition. You know what I mean? So these are pretty much, mm-hmm. you know, that's all beats and rhymes. It's good music.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of the album is going to be called Mama, I Made It.
Yeah. Wow. That one
yeah.
I think I'm going to love.
Yes.
Just because of the title. Come on, Primus.
Yeah,
you can't
I mean,
tell me I'm mushy.
Yeah,
I'm
I like
mushy.
It, man. You know, it was like, you know, like I said, I've been doing music since I was a little kid. And, you know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of people are just going through a phase. And but it's like, you know, after all this time, look, my mom's still doing it. I'm here. And we going to make it. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be a lot of good, fun music.
Yeah, definitely. I see that you have a boy, a son. Is it a
yeah,
little
I got
boy?
A son and a daughter. Yeah.
Okay, because
yeah,
I always tend to see the pictures of the little boy. But how do they perceive you doing music and stuff? What do they think about it?
You know, it's funny you said that. You asked that because actually, like, I actually had to go up to my son's school one day when he wasn't feeling good and you know, I'm talking to the nurses. She was like, yeah, so your son tells me you're famous. I'm like, not really, but, you know, it was just cool because, you know, he looks at me as being famous. And, you know, I see it rubbing off on him and my daughter. Like, the other day I caught them battle rapping in the living room. And I thought that was funny. You know, at 9 and 6 years old, they battling each other. I'm like, okay, this is funny. So, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, it's something that they can listen to and, you know, they see me doing something that they like and they can pick up on. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely. It's something that is really is creative and it's nothing like showing them how to cut people up and nothing like that. So I don't see why they shouldn't be, you know, a part of it all.
Yeah,
you know, so that's awesome.
I even got my son in one of my videos, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you know, my daughter's been wanting me to get her one, too, so, you know, I got to put her in the video.
Of course you have to add the little girl in there. This is pro rights these days, Primus. You cannot just put baby in the corner.
You know, I got to find the right way to put it out. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
the right song and
mm-hmm.
the right concept to work all that in. But, you know, I'm working on it.
Okay, good. That's good to hear because now that you said that, now I'm going to be staying up in your booty to make sure you get that one done straight like that. See me like, Miss P, when you go sit the hell down somewhere, it's going to be like that.
Hey, that's
okay,
what I need sometimes. You know what I mean?
I think we all need it sometimes, definitely. But the thing about it is that people that proclaim to be about your best interest, not always in your best interest at all. And then when you get somebody that's really into your best interest, it's just like, whoa, where did this person come from? They cannot even be for real. It becomes a headache to us because we just are not accustomed to having real people around us. So I'm going to be a headache to you because I am real, and I'm going to make sure that if it's anything that you say to me that you're trying to tackle or, you know, put out there in the universe and you being, like, lax with it, then I'm going to have to get in your ass.
Okay,
and be like, come on, Premise, get it done. Premise, get it done.
That's the start because, you know, my mind, man, it runs like a million times a minute. So, you know, today I could be like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And tomorrow I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And I completely forget, like, I project. So, you know, and I need all the help with remembering stuff I can. Like,
I definitely understand. Definitely. So tell us about, I noticed, if I'm wrong, correct me, but I noticed that you have, like, some contests or something that you've been posting about Vote for You or something. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Actually, I don't even know what the standing is. Like, I've been trying to get back in touch with the people because they told me I had 5 days, and then they sent me a text message 5 days later saying I had another 5 days. So I'm like, it's been like 13 days now, and I haven't heard nothing from them, so...
We need to figure that out so we can get your voters up.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And then I got, you know, I'm up for the best song for 2011 for the Virginia Unity Awards.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. You know, so I don't even know what my standards are in that, but, you know, the votes is coming in, and I'm performing too, so I'm like, either way, I'm going to be in the building, you know what I mean? So.
Right, you want to be in a building. But it's always helpful to, you know, put that out there as much as you can, or have your wife or, you know, people that follow you and believe in you, which is everybody, even myself, to kind of just kind of spread it around their network too, like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
So that way more people are eating this peanut butter and jelly because they're knowing firsthand that, hey, listen, Premise is doing X, Y, and Z. Take a taste of that.
Yeah. Thank you. I need all the help. You know what I mean?
This is what I'm saying, and I'm definitely extending myself to you, and I don't know if you're catching that or not, but I'm definitely extending myself to you to help you.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm going to use you, too. I'm going to put you to work.
Okay, put me to work where I'll be like, listen, I didn't sign on for this.
Gave me the word. I'm going to put you to work. You know what I mean? I can't pay you this
like,
yet, but, you know, I just...
Okay, like, Miss P did not sign up for this. I said I would help. I did not say I was going in the cotton field, okay?
Yeah,
it's a big difference.
It's a T-shirt, you know, to help out just for now.
Yeah, you know, definitely. So where can people find you as far as, like, social networks and listen to your music? Do you have any music that they can download free?
I'm working on that. Like, yes, sir.
Okay.
It's one of the things, you know, my manager, he's kind of old school, so he's like, you know, he's like, don't just give it out free, but, you know, I'm hard-headed, so at some point, eventually, I'm going to have some music online for free, but, you know, right now, there's so many places right now, like, the best place to probably reach me is on the website, you know what I'm saying, that's on blackgunsent.com. Gun spelled with two N's and a Z. And, you know, it's, that's probably the best place to reach me because you can go up there, see what's going on with me, all our other artists, and all of our social media is actually linked to our website. You know what I mean? I don't have to do, like, YouTube, Reverb, and SoundCloud. You can actually just go to my page and just click everything if you want to check out different stuff, you know, the videos, all of that.
Definitely. And don't forget that, you know, you're always welcome to come back on the Intune show for any new projects and stuff like that so we can kind of, like, put it out there for you. Also, I wanted to say that, you know, everybody that gets interviewed on the Intune show goes and joins the website, okay? Because I want to be able to find you guys, okay? So that website is like, you know how a mother spider has like a bunch of spiders all on the web?
Yeah, definitely.
It's like that. I have you. I have you trapped where I can always find you so I can make sure. So I can make sure that everything is well.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, matter of fact, send me the link again, too.
Yeah, definitely, because you know what? Honestly, Primus, you're not going to find another person like me that's out here trying to bring together everything and everybody to kind of build a platform of empowerment and uplifting each other. Not just talking about it, but actually doing it.
Yeah, because I hear a lot of talk, but that's actually what we need, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's cool to see people who actually support and actually, you know what I'm saying, ride with the music. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. Unexpected, but I love it, and I'm going to take it anyway. I really, really appreciate the love. I really, really appreciate the fact that you tuned in today and, you know, shared some of your love with us here. Now we got a better perspective of you on the Off the Page magazine website. I'm definitely going to add. You have music on Reverb Nation, right?
It's everywhere. Like, I don't probably forgot half the sites that I got music on, but I'm probably up there somewhere.
All right, cool. So I'm going to go look at that in a few, and I'm going to add you, because everyone that I interview on the show, I make a Reverb Nation link, and all of those songs you could play right off my website.
Okay, that's the song.
So I'm basically going to go find you and add you on here as well. So when your time permits and you can. Uh-huh.
Okay, yes. This is under Promise the Wild Child. You know what I'm saying? Or you can just go to the website. You know, I got it all. It's all right there. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right. It's all right there. It's all right there for Miss P.
Yeah.
All right there. Did I say it right, Premise?
All right there. All you got to do
is
go
all
quick.
Right there for Miss P.
Yeah.
Okay, guys? Did y'all hear that? All for me, okay?
Yeah.
So I would definitely look into that and see what's up with that. And anything going forward, like I said, you know, you're always welcome back, your family, you're always welcome back on the show, and, you know, let's just kick it about, you know, whatever new projects you got coming out.
Okay.
I don't care if it's like I decided today to make a T-shirt. I want to know about it.
So I'm always doing something new, so. You know, it's crazy. I actually got a, speaking on new projects, I actually got a iPhone and an Android app coming out soon. It's in the process, and, like, the companies is going over it right now, making sure everything works. So hopefully within, like, the next few weeks, that'll be out.
Definitely. I'll buy it. So just keep me posted on all of that, okay?
It's free. You ain't got to buy nothing. It's all free, so, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely keep you up. Matter of fact, I might even call you to let you know it's dropping.
Yeah, do that. Call into the show and definitely let me know what's happening. Keep me posted at all time and stuff like that. And then we're going to kick it. We're going to powwow over this magazine thing so we can see about getting you, like, a little interview in that thing, too, okay, on the first issue.
That's what's up. I need the front page and the back page.
He was like, I just can't take the interview. I need the first page, okay?
Yeah.
But off air, we will power it out, you know, and see what we could do.
Okay, that's
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Premis. So is it a pleasure having you on the Intune show tonight? I hope to see you back on the show. Yes, you have a great night. Thanks for taking your time out to talk to Miss P on the Intune show.
All right, no problem. You have a good day.
You too, Premis.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Yes, guys, so that was Premis from calling into the Intune show. He's really, really cool. Seemed laid back. Can't wait to see all the good things that he has lined up. He's welcomed here every time. I just want to give a shout-out to everybody in the guest room who took the time to listen to the show. Again, Prince Nassim, hit him up for any further information that you guys can get off of him as far as, like, things that is happening on November 5th. Until Sunday, guys, I will talk to you guys later. You have an in-tune state of mind until then. Have a great night with Miss P.